In second grade, for show and tell, we had to bring in a newspaper clipping. Did it, yeah. The one I picked was about a crime. I didn't follow the storyline, but where crossbow caught my eye, there was a crossbow. First page went where, what, who? I made it something people shouldn't do. With a crossbow and a girl, but it didn't shoot. Why's it so bad if it didn't shoot? A new gun's bad, but crossbows too. I guess the bad is someone threatens you. I clipped the page and grabbed my glue. Story continued on page D2. Look for keyword crossbow. All caps bold, small type crossbow. I'm going to school for show and tell. Completed my assignment well. Rubber cement sure does smell. I wrote my name and I know how to spell. Got second place in the spelling bee. Last time my classmate, his name was Ashley. She destroyed me on the word tomorrow. It has one M. I used two though. I look pretty rad with hair gel. I look pretty rad. Everybody else had feel good news. They were singing feel good news blues. Food drives, every single one. The crossbow sounded a lot more fun. As I supposed to know what rape was? I never looked it up in the dictionary, cause why'd I look up what I don't know? I don't know if you follow. What if I brought in my best friend's toy crossbow? School for show and tell. When I hit the grade, I'm going to show and tell hell. I was raised to keep my hands to myself. A man should have kept his hands to himself. He should have stayed home and played with his crossbow. Should have made it with a bow and arrow. Shouldn't have tried to do that to her. He shouldn't have done it. The story's moral is he shouldn't have done what he did. But he did what he did, is he brought it in for show and tell.